This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective. For the week ending the 8th of June, 2018, I'm actually doing this on the 7th. I'll leave for London tomorrow. So real briefly, I'm going to cover some economic news very briefly, and then I'm going to move into something that I think is important for the precious metals community. So right now, the euro is rebounding off important support levels, and this is being supported by the rising eurozone bond yields. And there is a no such thing as a euro bond. It's these individual countries. I think we all know that. A weaker dollar is giving a boost to the copper and oil sector. And energy is one of the strongest sectors still. So that's something that most people may or may not know, that silver is highly correlated to the oil price. So with stronger oil prices, it is a indicator and a good one that we can expect to see higher rather than lower prices for the silver market moving forward. That doesn't mean tomorrow, but overall. And on the premium small caps over large caps looks overdone. So the any weakening dollar could probably boost the large capitalized stocks, the majors like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrials. So I want to take a brief few seconds on our advertising page here. You know, 90% of the move comes in the last 10% of time. That is very true for most markets. It certainly happened in the last precious metals market. I think we're getting to a juncture this year at some point before the end of the year where we'll see silver and gold start to move up. And what we do here, of course, we give you detailed analysis, probably better than anything you've seen in any newsletter service, unless you've subscribed to us in the past, or you have a wealth manager that's let's say, the higher echelons. The market timing, we do that as well. And of course, you get to ask me two questions every month, and we guarantee you an answer. That is a feature that a lot of our members actually utilize. It's not always me that answers it, but you will get an answer. Sometimes I pass it on to our chief equity analyst or on to David Smith if it's in his purview. And then we film these mining company tours that we do. We just did one in Nevada for a very high grade situation. It was published in the Morgan Report over the weekend, which means, 3-4 days ago? And that's something, again, none of these other services do. When I do trades, you get to look over my shoulder. I show you where I'm in, when I get in, how I get in, why I get in, where I get in. The research reports, we do a lot of different companies, as you know, top tier, mid tier, and speculative. And then we archive everything in the members only section. And there's tons of special reports that are on the members-only part of the website, which is like a silver study. I got to take this off, the Swiss Metals Group, where you do not associate with them anymore. Taking delivery off exchange, trading reports, currency collapse, zinc study, and a lot more. So I'll leave it at that. Back to important stuff and not a sales pitch. So the rest of this, and I'll try to keep it brief, but it could take a long time, and I won't. I'll just outline it. But there is something that's come to the fore very recently, and that is the Texas Bullion Depository. And this is seen as a very good thing, and in some ways it may be. Now, let me just start at the beginning and say there could be some errors and omissions in what I'm about to show you or tell you. And I am reading this and presenting this at this point in time, the 7th of June, to the best of my ability. And if there are some issues, then certainly I could be corrected. But this is taken right from them. So first thing I think, and I'm going to jump around here, but the first thing to notice is that the Texas Bullion Depository of the state of Texas is administered and division within the Comptroller of Public Accounts as a state agency. We are subject to rules and regulations that may not be applicable to private entities. So right there, I think that you perk up your antenna and say, well, what the heck does that mean? And what that means is that they have sovereign immunity. So it's like you going in against the federal government. The chances of you winning a case are slim and none. I'm being a bit facetious, but what you need to know is that nothing in the agreement, and this is the agreement to store your metal with the Texas Depository, nothing in this agreement shall constitute a waiver of the state's sovereign immunity from suit or liability except as otherwise provided by law. So in other words, we have sovereign immunity, and you don't. So, again, something to bear in mind. And I think I'm going to make this a little short. I may go on a little bit, but I think here you go. Indemnification and release. So the account holder, that would be you, the depositor, depositing precious metals into this facility. So as the account holder, you shall defend, indemnify, and hold harmless the state of Texas, the comptroller of public accounts, and the Texas Bullion Depository, their respective officers, employees, agents, blah, 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 from any and all liability, actions, claims, demands, or suits, and all related costs, attorneys, fees, and expenses arriving out of or resulting from any claims, disputes, suits, proceedings at law or in equity, loss, liabilities, cost, payments, injury, damage, and expense of any nature, including attorney's fees and court costs brought by or behalf of any third parties with respect to the account or any product deposited therein from time to time under this agreement. So I think this is really important. Not all these contracts read this way. This is basically, again, sovereign immunity. And, you know, Texas is one of the freest states out there. I'm very partial to some of their attitudes. But when it comes to storing your metal, I'm for you, not anybody. I want you to get the best possible facility. And, you know, there's a couple that I use, and it's, we've talked about it, and I interviewed a gentleman that is very, very up on this storage and the problems therein, where we did a mastermind on it, actually, for the mastermind members. And we are going to post a a update that he wrote on the website for our members only, because I don't really want to bash a lot of different facilities. They all have different contracts, but you got to read them carefully and know who you are storing with and what the actual written word says, the actual language. So I'm going to speed this up a little bit. These are storage agreement concerns. One is, there's several here. I'm not going to read them all to you, but basically, if you deposit something with them and you don't specify within 10 business days that it's got a higher value than just the bullion content, all you're going to get back is the bullion content if there's an error. So with any discrepancy, if you do not give us written notice of the discrepancy error, we're not required to reimburse you for any claim loss, and you cannot bring any legal claim against us in any way related to the discrepancy or error, loss, or damage. And here's where I'm going to go out on a limb. I didn't have time to read this carefully. As I said, I leave tomorrow. But I didn't see anything in here. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I didn't see it. I read it fairly carefully about insurance, if your metal is insured or not. And, of course, that's very important, because even the strongest of facilities could have a problem, not necessarily being robbed, but an act of nature, act of war. I mean, something that could take place. I don't want to be too gloomy doomy or too far out on a limb. But all facilities, to my knowledge, have insurance. And I didn't see it in here. It may be there. I didn't see it. So I'll leave it at that. Just be very careful with who you store with. And for me personally, what I teach is that if you do have enough metal where you need to store it, or your living conditions warrant that you need to do it, otherwise keep it with yourself. I've always said that, but there's some instances where you can't. People that travel a lot, people that are retired, people that are in apartments, people that don't want other people to know they have it, or they have a great deal of it and they don't want it all in one spot or whatever. There's lots of reasons why there makes sense to store some of your metal. I've always suggested that you put it into two or three places, meaning what you hold, and then one or two or three possibly situations that are outside the banking system that have very, very good contracts that you read and understand, and that you can possibly be in a different jurisdiction than the jurisdiction where you are domiciled. So I'll leave it at that, and we'll be back with you next week with another update from the Morgan Report.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.